1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
All right, it's time to talk some helpful medicine. And he is the resident expert. His name is Ron Sinagra. He's the great doctor from the Sunrise Wellness Center. Check it out, Sunrise Wellness Center, LI. .com. Make a phone call. Important. 631-563-1444. The aforementioned, that my very good friend, I might add, Dr. Ronald Sinagra, in his usual spot. It is always great to have you in-house, my friend.
Good to hear your voice, Jay. Everything good?
All is good. You know, getting through everybody with this cold weather, it's crazy, but... you know, quite frankly, I mean, do you see a lot of frostbite people, Doc? Do you see a lot of people with hypothermia and everything else?
It's been real cold. Let me tell you, walking across the parking lot this morning was not fun.
You get a gust of wind. I always remember I had a family event, it had to be January. And that was the coldest time I think I have ever felt on Long Island. It was 20 below with a wind. I'll never forget it. I had to pick up a rental car. I had to do that at the airport, and it was just brutal trying to make my way from MacArthur into the lot to pick up the car at Enterprise. I don't think I've ever felt a colder 90 seconds in my life. That's how bad it was. I mean, my face could only take so much before it fell off.
You know, he's getting longer, Jay. That's what's nice. So the sun's staying up longer, so spring is on its way.
Definitely on its way. Spring training only a few weeks away.
Yeah, pitchers and catchers.
There you go. All right, so what are we talking about today, my friend? What's going on? What's the hot topic?
I wanted to discuss the health of the country because it's so funny. When I look at the health of the country, we see it getting worse. It's in our face. We see type 2 diabetes. Half the country, 180 million people, are pre-diabetic. The numbers are staggering. We see more and more drug commercials. We see more and more medications. We are the most medicated country in the world. Alzheimer's rate's exploding. We have people with, you know, GERD and digestive problems and reflux and IBS and breast cancer rates and, you know, depression, anxiety, bipolar. We see that the country's not moving towards becoming healthier. We're actually watching the degrading of American health. And let's go back to when you were a kid. I mean, when we look at our kids, I know at my age, when I was in elementary school, how many in your class had asthma or allergies? One, maybe. When you look at the kids now and you look at the class, half the kids have food allergies. Everyone's allergic to peanuts. Everybody's got asthma, ADHD, hyperactivity. So as we watch the country's health actually get worse, what's going on? And it's almost like we don't see the big picture. And I found something that I wanted to share with you that has absolutely nothing to do with health, but really explains what's going on. Have you ever seen the show How Wolves Change Rivers? It's, you know, usually on the Discovery Channel or National Geographic. David Attenborough, you know, that guy with that really cool English accent, he narrates it. But I'm watching a show called How Wolves Change Rivers. And when I saw it, I go, this is what's happening to the country and with our health. And let me explain a little bit about the show. In 1992 or 93, the National Park Service put wolves back into Yosemite National Park. They had been gone for almost 70 years. When they put the wolves back, amazing things happened. It changed the behavior of the deer. And what happened was the deer would stay in the valleys and they would just graze the valleys away. And when they grazed the valleys away, that changed so much. But when the wolves came back in, the deer were vulnerable. So now they moved up into the wooded areas to not be as vulnerable. Well, when that happened, the grass came back and small animals, you know, from the mice and the weasels and everything along those lines came back. And when the grasses got taller, now all of a sudden there were more little animals that could hide in the grass. So as their populations increased, the birds came back. And then all of a sudden the trees started to grow. In 6 years, the trees quintupled in size from cotton and willow woods, and all these amazing things started to happen. as more and more time went on, they started watching all these things going on. Then the beavers came back, and the beavers built dams. And when the dams were built, they created little niches of water where the fish came back. And when the fish came back, the birds came back, and the eagles came back. The whole entire park changed because they put the wolves back. Now, here's the thing. It's like the emperor's new clothes. We're seeing the destruction of American health. We're seeing us falling apart, you know, as we look at the health of the country. And we don't look to the big picture. Putting the wolf back in the park is the perfect metaphor for what's going on with our health in this country. When this started to happen, when the wolves came back, we had no idea that it was the removal of the wolf that caused all of these changes. But slowly these things started to come back. And that's the metaphor I want to talk about with us. You know, when we see everything falling apart in our healthcare system, when we see everything falling apart in our health, we don't realize we took the wolf out of the park. And the metaphor I'm talking about is how we as primate mammals actually live, eat, and carry on about our health. We changed our food supply to the point where it's not even food anymore. When you look at what children eat today, you know, from Pop-Tarts to Twinkies to processed food to snack food to junk food, massive overuse of antibiotics. And even though antibiotics can be life-saving, we all know that it's a known fact that the medical profession admits it. They overused antibiotics so bad in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, we created all these super bacteria and MRSA and all this other stuff from the overuse of antibiotics. We have, you know, vaccinations. When you and I were a child, would we get 3 or 4 vaccines? Now kids get 50, 60 vaccines by the age of 14. We don't get exercise. We don't go in the sun. We don't drink water. We've so far gotten away from what a primate mammal should do to exist in terms of its food supply, exercise, being in the sun. So when I talk about putting the wolf back, if we go back to what nature's plan was, in other words, all primate mammals drink one thing, water. All primate mammals offspring drink mother's milk, not stuff in a can in Costco next to the motor oil. Every mammal gets out in the sun. You know, we got people so afraid of sun now because of skin cancer that they don't go in the sun, so they have no vitamin D. We don't exercise. We've destroyed the microbiome to the point that the gut bacteria and what it does is so important to human health, and everything from chlorinated water, which is a good thing, but it has ramifications, to overuse of antibiotics, to, you know, too much sugar, to processed foods, to alcohol. All these things destroyed the gut. So basically what we're saying is we changed so much of what we should be doing as primate mammals on the planet that now what we're seeing is the explosion of all these different ailments, illnesses. We never even knew. I mean, when I got out of school 30 years ago, autism was 1 in 10,000. It's 1 in 28, Jay, in boys. 1 in 28. I mean, type 2 diabetes was rare. Again, in school, one kid had asthma. One kid maybe had an allergy. I got on the plane, and they wouldn't give out peanuts because somebody had a peanut allergy. We're seeing all this change, and we're not looking at the big picture. The scientists had no concept of the trickle-down effect when they took the wolf out of the park. So I always tell everybody when they come into our office, I put the wolf back in the park. And what I mean by that is I go back to nature's plan. I go back to, look, what do primate mammals do? This is what we eat. It either walks, grows, swims, or flies. It doesn't come in a box. You're going to drink water. You're not going to eat grains. And I know many people think grains are healthy, but remember, not one mammal on the planet but humans eats a grain because it has to be milled. And no mammals mill except humans. So we're looking at, we've so just slowly gotten away from what a primate mammal should do. And all these advances in the things that we thought were going to help us, it's not working, is it? Our health care, we can't afford it, and the health of the country is getting worse. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. You know, you first of all, go back to the days when you and I were in school. I think back, you know, you might have had one, maybe two, in the entire class that you were in who might be, you know, perceived as being overweight. Now, and especially with my kids in school, I always remember going to the schools, watching games and everything else. Listen, there's no question that obesity reigns large and has been for quite some time. The changes and everything else. Listen, I credit a lot of this stuff to fiscal pressures. We all work harder now to make a buck. We eat on the run. Go down your basic Main Street USA, okay? You know, whether it be Taco Bell, Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, pizza, Chinese food, all in the same block.
It's killing us, Jay.
It's easy to get a quick bite and go about your business again. We're under too much pressure from an economic standpoint. I mean, every other week in my household, it's all about, you know what? We got to eat better, okay? Because we don't. On the weekends, we revert back to ordering in a pizza. You know, we go out and eat barbecue. You know, it's the mindset. You know, we have to be consistent in our thinking overall. I think that has changed also. And if we don't, we're going to be in some trouble here. I think the pressures of the country, the health care is an abomination right now. We have to fix it. I mean, let's face it. These copays are getting crazy. Different insurance policies. You know, you go to a drugstore to pick up your script. It's outrageous. If you don't have the right situation involved, it's tough for people to afford everything. That's why you're seeing such a plummet as far as overall health of the individual, Ron.
Let's go back to the big picture again. The way our healthcare system's designed, you know, we never talk food or nutrition with our MD. We just don't. I mean, I'm sure there's a few out there that do that. But in general, most MDs sit in their office and they write out scripts. That's what they do. And again, there's a purpose and a need for that. I understand that. But if you're going to be reactive, meaning only waiting for things to break down in people, and then all of a sudden you're going to start to give them medication, and we don't go back to why are so many kids depressed, anxiety, hyperactive? How many people are on, you know, psychotropic medications? How many people are type 2 diabetics? We have to go back to, okay, I mean, if you looked at a car and said, what does a car need to run? Well, it needs gasoline. You got to have proper air. You got to, well, you know, when you're putting kerosene in a car, and then every time it doesn't run right, you never address the fact that the gas tank's filled with kerosene, the car's never going to work right. When people come into my office, I say, look, we're going to put the wolf back in the park. What we're going to do is we're going to bring your diet back to what a human being should be eating. It's going to be fruits and vegetables and lean, clean proteins. It's going to be nuts, seeds, and berries. It's going to be lots of vegetables. It's not going to be pizza, pasta, bagels. It's not going to be Chinese food. It's not going to be that. You're going to drink water and lots of it. You're going to get out in the sun, and if you can't get in the sun, you're going to take vitamin D. You know, your gut gets beat up naturally from just living in a modern society. You're going to take probiotics and prebiotics. You're going to get out there and exercise. Every mammal must move, except humans. Every mammal must move to eat. Every mammal must move not to be eaten. That's nature. We've so broken nature's laws. And now we look at it, and the kids are a mess, and they got asthma, and they got allergies, and daddy's type 2 diabetic, and mommy's on depressive medications. And we look at this. You can't medicate your way out of what you lifestyled in. It doesn't work. And now the idea of waiting for to break and using all the medications, well, that approach is so unsustainable that now healthcare is costing families not $50 a month like it was 30 years ago, $2,000 a month. Can you imagine? That was more than my first mortgage on my home. So now all of a sudden, no one's looking at the big picture. We keep not addressing the real causes of what we're doing in terms of what a human being needs to live on this planet, what it needs to eat, what it needs to drink, exercise, you know, loving relationships. The whole bit needs to be looked at and rethought. So when people come in, I tell them, look, we're going to put the wolf back in the park. And we change their diet, and we put them on a diet that people should eat, and we make them exercise, and we make it. Jay, I am telling you, it's just like when they put the wolf back in the park in that movie. All of a sudden, things start to change, and your head just spins in 360 degrees. You're like, oh my God, look at the changes in these people. When we put them on the right diet, weight just falls off. They just get right back down to their genetic weight. And it's not a diet in terms of, it's not, well, you're going to eat, you know, two rice cakes and a protein shake. No, you're going to eat real food. And when you eat real food, guess what? You're not fat. Because you're not going to get fat from eating vegetables and lean, clean proteins. You're going to get fat from eating pizza and bagels and milkshakes and energy drinks and all the other garbage that we consider food. It's amazing, Jay. I'm telling you, when we take sick people and we look at their life, the first thing I do is I give them a food journal and you got to fill this out for 2 weeks. And I got to see what you're putting in your body. And when I look at it, it's jaw-dropping. You're like, you got to be kidding me. You think your body's going to work right on this? And when I look at the children, I had one guy come in my office, really, really nice guy. His daughter had all kinds of behavioral issues in school, not getting along, couldn't study, you know, ADD, the whole bit. He wrote down what this child was eating. You know, breakfast was, you know, a sugary cereal and milk. And then it was a snack. And then it was a bagel. Then it was pizza when she got home. And dinner was macaroni. I'm like, sir, your child's not eating food. You're not eating anything that should be eaten or consumed by a child. The moment we put the child back on real food, lo and behold, behavior got better. Sleep got better. There was no concentration got better. Her grades went up. Same thing with adults. I mean, if you're a type 2 diabetic, understand one thing. It's your fault. It's what you put on the end of your fork. Change it. We have the power, but we're not looking at the big picture. That silly movie about how the wolves changed rivers, and that when I looked at it, the bells went off in my head, and I'm like, oh my God, that's us. And just like those scientists, they didn't realize that all those miraculous changes in the park, or as those changes happened so slowly over time, they had no idea it was because they took the wolf out of the park. Just like with our health, if you look at the big picture in this country, no one's talking about, you know what, we've gotten away from what humans should be eating, drinking, exercising, doing to be healthy. We're letting people eat garbage. We're letting people eat foods that they're not supposed to eat. We're over-medicating ourselves. And you remember in the 80s and 90s, I remember patients yelling at me. I'm like, I had one woman go, you're a quack, because she was putting her kid on the 12th dose of amoxicillin for an ear infection. I'm like, ma'am, you're destroying this kid's health. She's like, you're a quack. I'm like, well, okay, you could think that. I wish I wrote down that person's name. I'd love to see what that kid looks like now. I'm sure that kid's having multiple health issues. You can't do that. So I ask everyone, if you're having health issues, let's get back to basics. Let's go back to God's plan, Mother Nature's plan, whatever plan you want to call it. But nature gave us a blueprint. It's right in front of us. We're ignoring it.
Listen to the great Dr. Ronald Sinagra, Sunrise Wellness Center, right off the service road, Sunrise Highway, is heading east, right before Lakeland Avenue, folks. And you can make a phone call, 631-563-1444. Learn on this site. It's fascinating. Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. I told you, I've known Dr. Ron now going on 6 years. He's amazing, absolutely amazing. Learned about the practice, learned about his methodology. I have read the testimonials. I've seen the patients. They've been on my show. Quite frankly, he turns it around. It's a great philosophy. You know, and you know what has to be done? It has been done for the most part, Doc, is, you know, these vending machines in the schools. You know, we're starting to get it. You know, we've taken out the Snapples and everything else. We've put in the waters, the natural drinks. We've taken out the candy bars. We're putting in, you know, the grain bars, you know, oat and bran, you know, that type of stuff.
You should look at the diets of children around the world, in Japan, for instance, and some of the northern European countries. What they have for breakfast, their school lunches are lean, clean proteins, not fried garbage like we have our kids, not hamburgers and french fries and pizza. They have a lean, clean protein. They have a complex carbohydrate in vegetables, and they have some source of good fat, be it avocados, be it coconut, be it nuts. So they're getting the three basics: lean, clean protein, complex carbohydrates, meaning vegetables and fruit, and essential fatty acids, meaning good fat. And lo and behold, their brains work better. You mean you're giving your kids sugar and you don't understand, and it's grains and it and there's no vitamins and there's no micronutrients and there's no phytonutrients, and you're wondering why Junior can't read, and you wonder why he can't comprehend, or he's bouncing off the ceiling? It's right in front of us, Jay, and we're not looking at the big picture.
Dr. Ronald Sinagra, a couple of minutes left. So it's a mindset. You know, we have to change. Listen, it's the same thing as we talk about Steve Chasman on prior. You know, we're talking about the epidemic, the opioids, the decline, the legalization of pot. Ron, it starts in the home. You know, it starts. That's where the mindset is. That's where the education starts. Forget the schools and everything else. It starts home. Mom and dad have to do a better job in molding the kids. Listen, we all work two salaries, I get it, but somehow, some way, there has to be a separation as far as the right way of doing things in your life. Healthy eating, exercise, you know, weekends, go on hikes, you know, don't go to the fast food joints. We sit in front of the TV set with controllers. It's crazy. I've seen it.
It's on TV that they brought a family up on charges because they let their, like, 7-year-old walk to school. Like, you know, like, they're, like, CPS was calling. Like, I don't know. We used to drop our books off at 3 o'clock, and we used to head for the woods and play till the sun went down or when the street light came on. I'm not saying I understand why we don't do these things in today's wacky world that we live in, but we got to go back and understand, if you're not going to look at the essential needs of what a human body needs to function properly, and as it malfunctions, the first thing you're going to do is run and medicate and get things for depression and get things for ADHD and get things for digestive problems. And, you know, everyone's on Prilosec and everyone's taking, oh, they can't sleep, so now they're going to take, you know, one of these sleep medicines. No, it all goes back to the basics. When you give the body what it needs to do, it's like putting that wolf back in the park. Miraculous things start to turn around and change. Things that we had no idea. My patient's like, how'd this get better? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how it got better. We gave you what you were supposed to have, and now all of a sudden your body started to work right and heal. Nature's plan works. Man's plan doesn't.
I remember growing up as a kid in the summertime. It was great. You know, an 85-degree day in Queens and Bayside. I'd walk out my door, go to my neighbor's, knock on his door. He'd take his bat and ball. We're ready to go to the stickball court. In between, we hit 3 or 4 more houses, picked up kids, made the walk of about maybe less than half a mile of the courts, played for 4 hours, went home, took a break for lunch, back out there again, playing a little touch football in the circle across the street. You know, this was the regimen, okay? Exercise, eating right. Making sure that you stayed out of your parents' hair. But, you know, it was for a good cause because you kept yourself busy and with plenty of physical activity.
Well, Jay,
don't see it anymore.
Jay,
we got too many,
Jay,
you know, all this electronic stuff, the social media crap. I'm going to tell you right now, these are all little wrenches thrown into this whole mix.
We're trying to get to the root cause of why we're having these issues. Trust me, it's something we're doing. So, you know, all of a sudden, you know, in the last 30 years, from autism going from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 28, and kids having all these problems, and adults being diabetics, and the cancer rates exploding, you know, all I can tell you one thing. I can't pinpoint the exact one, but I know it's what we're doing. So it's the causes are not some outside factor that are destroying us. It's what we're doing, be it our medical care, our overuse of medications, our food supply, our lack of exercise, the stress levels that you had talked about. Trust me, the cause of the problem is us. And only we can fix it by looking at the basic fundamentals of what health is and what a person and a child need to live properly. When we do that, we're going to be like putting that wolf back in the park. It's miraculous. You can turn around health, but you got to get back to what people need to really function properly.
Now, you want to learn more about this great practice of Dr. Ron, the Sunrise Wellness Center. That's right. Sunrise Wellness Center, li.com. And you can make a phone call and get an appointment with this guy. It's tough, but you can do it. 631-563-1444, 563-1444. Make the call. You're going to be glad you did, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, when all else fails, this is the guy. And we always say, you know, it's not about treating the disease. It's more about the patient, turning it around, the mindset and everything else, what we just discussed. As the great Dr. Ron just put it, putting the wolf back in the park. We're missing it. We got to get back to where it was. It is so great to have you, as always. I tell you, a little bit of spring in your step today, pal. I'm getting a sense something's happening, but I'm not getting into that. I mean, I just get a sense that you're on top of the world, and I don't know what's going on here, but you got
we'll discuss that next week.
Spring in your step. Tell you that much.
Guys, stay warm, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.